Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of There's a You in Success. I'm Debbie Luseberg. Thanks so much for joining me. If you're a first-time listener to our program, welcome. If you're familiar with our weekly There's a You in Success program, you know it's all about success, your success, defining it for yourself and going after it, while making little adjustments, little mental tweaks along the way. My belief is that for long-standing, firm success, it all begins inside. It begins with our thinking, and then the choices we make based on those thoughts, and then the actions that we take. It's all about awareness and clarity, clearly defining what success means to each and every one of us. I've had a favorite quote of late. It's a gentle reminder that a friend of mine has on the bottom of her emails, and it says this: success is not about being better than someone else. It's about being better than you used to be. And I love that because that is not only a gentle reminder, but a gentle way of looking at defining success. It doesn't have to be some lofty goal. It does not have to be some material thing that we want to attain that's going to take lots of work and effort. It can simply be to be better than we used to be. You know, one good way to do that is to take stock and to do some of the self-awareness work that I talk about so much on this show, and to reflect and to capture the wisdom that we're gaining along this journey called life. Today's episode is about that. It's called Note to Self. So what do you know now that you wish you'd known then? What would you tell that younger you? Be careful in exercise class. Slow down. Pay attention when driving. Think twice, three and four times before saying yes. Save the long for the long term instead of thinking you need it all now. Just a few things that we might have advised that younger self. Hindsight really is 20/20, isn't it? It's too late for some things that we wish we hadn't done back then, but it's never too late to think ahead. Time for one of those notes to self. What might you know then, when you're older and wiser, that could come in handy right now? Let me explain. I spent some time recently with two friends. One is 88, and the other one is on the cusp of her 99th birthday. I saw two confident, easygoing, kind, bright women who are living fully in each day. As I listened to their conversation, I noticed that they talked about their current lives. They weren't dwelling on the past. They were talking about how to make their current lives even better. Thinking positively, focus on what's right, what's good, and feeling loved and valued. This was inspired wisdom that I took home with me and into each day since. When I ran across an exercise in the Artist's Way book, that great, wonderful, classic creativity book by Judith Cameron, it was an exercise about writing a letter to yourself from your future self. I couldn't help think of my friends in that conversation about their present-day lives. It's pretty clear that they're happy and comfortable with who they've become and the wisdom and experience that they have to share, that they have gleaned over those years of life. Here's an opportunity to ensure that we all become the persons we intend to be. So, here you go. Fast forward 25 years or so. Get out your pen and paper and write a note to yourself. From that age, from 25 years from now, what would you say to your younger self, the age that you are right now? Here's some things that I wrote. Dear me, it's okay to slow down. Eat and sleep well. Listen more, talk less. Look up every day and be grateful. Laugh every day. Accept others as they are. Do one thing at a time. Let go of petty bothers. Make stuff. Appreciate youth for its modern perspective. Cherish age for its experience and wisdom. Think more positive thoughts. Say only nice words. Know you are loved, appreciated, and always will be. Love me. Don't you agree that with age comes priceless experience and wisdom? I do. And no, I don't like some of those other little things that come with age. And I'm letting them go, as I mentioned above, letting go of petty bothers. But this wisdom that we gain over the years sure trumps all else when you put it in perspective. Living a happy life filled with loving, supportive people, doing what I feel called to do, that's right at the top of my list, starting right now. How about yours? So before one more precious minute passes, think about what the older, wiser you would say to the you now. Make a list, put some thought into it, and then make some choices to live that out and prove that wiser, older you correct. Dear me. So there you go. There's a little kick, a little motivation, wit, and wisdom to get you thinking, helping you uncover and build on that inner success. I hope you've got some food for thought, maybe an exercise, create that wisdom list to help you move forward into your own definition of success. Please feel free to connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+ even. Send me an email anytime if you'd like to discuss further any of the things that I discuss here on this radio show having to do with your inner success and all the mental adjustments that we can make along the way to ensure that we are matching our definition of success. As always, you can get your own weekly email kick right in your inbox by visiting my website, debbieluseberg.com. Sign up there on the sign-up form. Remember, there is not one more thing you need to add. You only need to uncover what's already inside, that inner success that you already possess. Last week, if you tuned in, you knew that I interviewed a friend and mentor of mine, Barbara Eldridge. We have a weekly breakfast meeting that she leads, and I love what she says at the end of that meeting. She says, "Go out there and make it $1 million day. I know you have the power to do it, and the power is right there in your thoughts." So true. Your success is right there in your thoughts. Your success starts with you. Your thoughts about it, the choices you make, and the actions you take. There's a you in success, in that unique, amazing, creative, the one and only you. Until next time, choose to have a great week.